Parsha Truma, we're told of the laws of building the Mishkan. Now, Sefer Shemot, as you know, has Yitziat Mitzrayim, all the miracles there, Kriyat Yamsuf, all the miracles in the Midbar, the Man, the water, the Slav. And then you get to Mamad Har Sinai, and where you also have Cheda Egel. And the other story we have in Sefer Shemot is the commandment to build the Mishkan and build the Mishkan. Now, there's a split amongst the Mefarshim, as you know. Was the Mishkan the original plan, or was it the backup plan after Cheda Egel happened? And the way the Torah prints it, the way we have it from the Torah wants us to have the story, is that we get the command for the Mishkan, and then Cheda Egel, and then the building of the Mishkan. So that leaves just enough ambiguity for this Machlok and Mefarshim. And whichever way the Mefarish goes, he has to explain why it's printed that way. Like, for example, Rabbeinu Bechaye says that it happened after, so he says, but the Torah prints it first to show us that Hashem forgave us, even beforehand. It's like the phrase the Chazal uses, Maktim Refua Lamaka, that he created the cure before the disease. So he already forgave us, here's the Mishkan. And then tells the story. So the Sforno is also amongst those who say that the Mishkan is the Bidiyevid. Mishkan is the backup. There wasn't supposed to be a Mishkan, but Cheda Egel happened, so after Am Yisrael sinned with the Egel Zav, Hashem saw that this is what Am Yisrael needs. So that's the Sforno's view. It appears many places throughout the Sefer. This piece that we're doing today isn't the source of that view, but the minute a Mefarish takes one side in this, it's going to influence how he explains various other psukim throughout the Sefer. There's just no, whichever way you have it, you're going to have to explain certain things. So his way is that it's the Bidiyevid. So one thing he has to explain is a pasuk in this week's Parsha. The pasuk tells us, it's a rather well-known pasuk, Yasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham. So we're familiar with that pasuk. So the pasuk says, have them make for me a mikdash, and I will live, I will dwell, what? Among them, right? Now, what might you have expected the pasuk to say? V'asulin mikdash v'shachanti beto cho. Make for me a mikdash, and I'll live in it. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says, I will live among them, or in them, or so it's plural, not singular. You don't have to have great diktuk background to get where I'm going with this. Okay? So, I will live among them. So, if you're more midrashic oriented, you could start telling me, oh, it's about the different mikdashes. Some of Farshim go that way. But here, I will live among them. So, I will dwell among them. It's plural, it doesn't work for the mikdash. So with the Yesod that the Sforno is saying that the Mishkan is Bidiyeved, so the Sforno is able to explain these Psukim. Because the Pasuk actually continues, the second Pasuk, and it says, V'chein Tasu. So what is it that you're supposed to do? So the Sforno says, you shouldn't need a Mishkan. You should just be able to daven, you should be able to speak to Hashem directly. You should be able to feel Hashem's presence without the Mishkan. But after Cheda Egel, it's clear that we needed something more tangible. By the way, the Sforno is not alone in this explanation. I will tell you, in the top five most famous pieces of the Meshech Chachma is his view that the Mishkan was like Chas Hashem, that it was Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Hashem, and Hashem told us to do it, so it's not. But in other words, it was a way of giving us some kind of physical manifestation of something to relate to, because he saw that the nation was too shakua in Avodah Zarah. Now, we were shakua in Avodah Zarah because we just left Mitzrayim. Right? And I'll tell you, Chazal even say that we were so shakua in Avodah Zarah that the Malachim said to Hashem, how come that you're drowning the Mitzrayim and saving Am Yisrael? Halalo of Dei Avodah Zarah, Halalo of Dei Avodah Zarah. They're all of Dei Avodah Zarah. Why are you choosing this group over that group? So we were people who were of Dei Avodah Zarah. So this was an issue that we had. And Hashem is saying to Moshe, Shechanti b'tocham kechol asher ani mareh otcha, I'm going to live among them exactly as I did at Har Sinai, as the end of the parish there says, Chen tasu atem kedesh eshkon b'tochachem l'daberimcha ulekabel tfilat avodat Yisrael lo kemosha yakodama egel. Not like it was before the egel. In other words, this is going to be a mobile Har Sinai. Har Sinai was this incredible event. But that should have been enough. Now you should just be able to realize Hashem's here and just talk to him. Just daven to him. But I see that you need more of this Har Sinai type experience. I see you need this mobile Har Sinai type experience. The footnotes here tells us that this is also the Shita of the Ramban that I put on the bottom of the Makorot sheet. That you are... The end of the Pasuk is relating to the Vishatanti B'tocham, is about this idea of having a mobile Har Sinai. So Mamar Har Sinai was this incredible event we were all zocher to be part of, but once we experienced it, we shouldn't need a Mishkan. Chereigal showed us that apparently we did need one. So V'chein Ta'asu, I'll dwell there in order to accept your tefillot, not like before Chereigal. Before Chereigal, what was I planning to do? I wouldn't need this Mishkan. Wherever you are, talk to Hashem. He'll answer your tefillot. Only because of Chere Egel, I see that you need this. So what's the Svarna telling us? Don't view the Mishkan as this lofty ideal. It's really a compromise. It was necessary for the nation that left Tumat Mitzrayim surrounded by idol worship. But we should be able to have a connection to Hashem without the Mishkan. Should realize that just Am Yisrael's spiritual state was, we needed to be directed to a spot for Hashem to say, this is where I rest. And now we can channel our tefillah there. As the Sforno ends, he doesn't quote the whole pasuk, Kamro, b'chol makom, chule, avo elecha. What's b'chol makom, avo elecha? B'chol makom, asher, asker, shemi. Right? Everywhere that you mention my name, I'm going to come and I'll bless you. What does that mean? Really, you can daven to me anyway. So we should never forget that we're zocha to be able to just talk to Hashem, be able to just daven to Hashem. Wherever we are, we can reach out and daven to Hashem, and He's there and available to answer. Wherever we mention His name. There I'll come and bless you. That I'll come and be able to answer your tefillah. And that's a message that even though we're reading about the Mishkan in the coming few weeks, we should realize that the Mishkan says the Sforno, again, some people thought this was the plan originally, there's other Mefarshim, but the Sforno's explanation of it is that this was all the compromise after Chede Egel, I see this is what you need. And what's the message therefore? Why do we need a Mishkan? Because we're not really always on the Madriga to realize that Hashem is accessible and we should be able to feel Him and relate to Him in all circumstances. And therefore, Hashem gave the nation at that time a Mishkan so that it have some kind of means to relate to Him. But really, you don't need the Mishkan. You're able to relate to Hashem wherever you are.